Now, what happened was essentially that the boy was so affirmed, so validated, that he didn't have to fight for his identity, his integrity, and he started to move out of that certain period of time where he was fixated. And that essentially is another illustration of the idea that when you accept a person, truly accept them as they are, it makes them safe to reach out and to become better. When you accept them and treat them as they are, that includes what they're capable of becoming. So you basically believe in them. See, the whole concept of education means to draw forth. The concept of training means to put in. So when you create the environment, which is an education environment of drawing forth and accept them as they are, the natural tendencies, the propensities inside people are unleashed. They're released in them and they tend to become better. Plan your schedule, your calendar around significant family things. Don't let anything else intrude upon that unless it's a genuine kind of crisis. You organize so that you make sure that you're at the, what you might call the crossroads of your kids' lives when they're making the key decisions and they have a tendency to act on short-term emotional frames of mind. And yet the decisions have enormously long-term consequences. You must be at the crossroads. And you just can't be there to give advice. You have to have a quality relationship so they're open to your advice. And that takes time.